Hello everyone, this is Zach, the creator of The Orphans, and I'm just here to talk to you about the podcast 13. 13 is an atmospheric and slow-burn spooky podcast, so this is the exact right time for this kind of show. It features fully produced, feature-length episodes with original stories. Each story stands alone, but it may seem that they are increasingly connected. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a special clip, and search 13 in your podcatcher of choice. We'd like to thank our patrons, Martin Bozma, Nine Van Strydonk, and Abby Cole, for their support in making this series possible.
The Creator, written and read by James Barbarossa. Sodden trudge I through the painful memories and brutal rainfall, deafened by the ghostly choir of winds with mournful baritone. Here I gruel and grind and grovel, in my home a windswept hovel, in an ocean truly awful, on a barren spire of stone. To this outcast ocean planet, nothing here but sea and stone, I was sent to work alone. I recall the young idealist who unwound the double helix, then received the Empire's edicts, make for us a living drone. While he dreamt of fashioning genomes, toiled to join the scientist phenomes, poisoned by imperial venoms, all his dreams were overthrown. When they stole away my family, my desires were overthrown. Far too late to now disown. When she calls, I can't ignore her. In my mind, I do implore her, begging of my long-lost Nora, leave me to my fate unknown. Then, in silence, if she leaves me, I am nonetheless uneasy, for the legacy bequeathed me and the fiendish craft I hone, haunted by the unborn victims of the twisted craft I hone, forge a slave of blood and bone. Out amongst the ocean's bleakness, one long evening I was sleepless. All at once I'm startled speechless by a sudden nearby groan. Yes, excuse me? I envisage someone from the nearby village to distract me with their visit. Can't a man be left alone? Where there should be answer, there is silence. I am quite alone, with no heartbeat but my own. I remember how I longed to have the will that once belonged to someone lost and someone strong whose metal used to dwarf my own. Foggy memories restore her, conjuring a dawning horror. Gripped with fear, I whisper, Nora, in a shaky undertone. Deep within the terror hid a darkly hopeful undertone. Silence. I am quite alone. Up I leap from off my bed to shake this ghost from out my head to settle firmly. I should get more sleep. This is no ghostly moan. Stop. These thoughts and fears are facile, though my traitorous gaze did travel one brief moment to the capsule over which a sheet I'd thrown. To the tall, foreboding capsule over which a sheet I'd thrown. Then again, there came the groan. Panic crept from toe to temple. This must be some temperamental bracket steel or creaking cable. My disquietude had grown. In my psyche lurked the image, the familiar phantom visage, waiting, watching from behind the mantle of the grim unknown, stood behind the veil of death. A terror I had never known. Was it hers I would be shown? As I wrenched aside the curtain, I'll admit I was uncertain, but my fears of facing Nora's aspect there were overblown. After all, the bluff and bluster waiting there was nothing but the mercifully foreign aspect of the still and lifeless clone. Not a specter of my wife, then, just another failed clone. Then again, there came the groan. Startled nigh to take off running, I hear that familiar humming. I had left the console running, feeding power to the clone. Ah, I cried, a reflex spasm. Every nervous system has 'em. Now I see there's no phantasm here, and I am quite alone. I should think to shut it down next time, so I am left alone to the silence of my home.
Hi everyone, James and Zach here, out of character.
Hello.
To talk to you about BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
We all struggle with mental health, and we've all needed help from time to time.
Yeah.
Zach, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've been dealing with?
Yeah, so mental health has always been a real priority for me. When you're working as a creator online, there's a huge amount of stress that you put on yourself, and it's really easy to burn out and see yourself feeling demotivated, stressed, anxious, depressed about how you're doing. And it's so important to me to keep on top of that and make sure that I am dealing with that and keeping myself feeling mentally healthy. James, I know you deal with a lot of that as well.
Yeah, for a very long time I dealt with a lot of existential anxiety, just where I was going, what I was doing, ways that everything could fall apart, and that really stopped me from seeing my life clearly, from seeing what made me happy, and from doing a lot of the things that I probably should have been doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we were really excited to bring today's sponsor to you, which is BetterHelp. They help their users connect to safe and private online environments where they can get access to professional counselors.
Yeah, and it's really important to get help quickly. And so that's why BetterHelp are good at communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send a message to any of their counselors at any time of the day. You can feel perfectly comfortable talking to these people about anything you need because everything you share is completely confidential with them.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that while this is not a crisis line, they do have specialists on hand who deal with everything from depression to anxiety, relationship issues, LGBTQ issues, self-esteem problems. They cover a huge gamut of issues and problems that you might be facing and need just a little bit of help with. And thankfully, BetterHelp is giving our listeners 10% off their services if you go to betterhelp.com/orphans. So that's BetterHelp.com/ORPHANS to get 10% off.
We all need help sometime, and it's important to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe and stay well.
Hey, listen.
What now? Yes?
Jeffrey.
What?
I really want to do a dungeon crawl.
This again? You made me shut down all my dungeons because all the dead people.
I know, but...
I couldn't control the Elders of Abomination, Zach. They kept getting out and killing all the nearby villagers.
Fine.
Which
yeah.
I'm fine with, but you have some kind of complaint with. It's like, you want me to open up the dungeons
you should have kept them under control. If you were going to do dungeons, you should have kept them under control.
You can't have one or the other thing.
Look.
They come together.
Daddy has got a craving for fighting undead hordes.
All right. Let me see what I can find.
Right.
Let me see what I can find. Oh, every time I search dungeon, I just keep finding the darkest dungeon board game. This game is everywhere. I guess it's because they've raised like $2 million or something.
Oh my, that is so much money.
Yeah, on that Kickstarter, they raised like $2 million. They got a thing coming up soon, yeah?
Well, can we do that?
Yeah, you only have until November the 6th, 2020 to get on the amazing rewards there.
Oh, we need to get on this then.
Yeah, it's fine. Just go to fablemfolly.com/mythic is what it says.
Okay.
fablemfolly.com/mythic before November the 6th to get your copy of the Darkest Dungeon board game. It says here that Tyler Sigmund, creator of Red Hook, the company that made the Darkest Dungeon video game, If we can't do the game ourselves, and they couldn't because of the time devoted to Darkest Dungeon 2 in development, then Mythic was the perfect publisher to make it for them. When they presented their first prototype to us, it was immediately clear that they had the actual Darkest Dungeon fans on staff, and it wasn't just going to be a licensed game. See, this sounds amazing. Can you do that instead of getting on my ass all the time?
Okay. You know what, Jeffrey? I'm sorry. I'm not the one who killed all the villagers, so I'm going to keep being on your ass, I'm afraid.
Well, you know what? This game's got hordes of undead, foul beasts, and eldritch abominations, too, and it's fighting darkness, insanity, stress.
Okay.
These are all things you've been getting into recently, Zach.
Yeah, it is the...
Yeah. Well, let's not get too real about it. Just go to fableandfolly.com/mythic today for early access rewards. That's November the 6th. If you want to get your copy of Darkest Dungeon, the board game, go to fablefolly.com/mythic.
fableandfolly.com/mythic. Well, I think I will.
Amazing.
Hi everyone, I'm James Barbarossa from The Orphans to talk to you about our sponsor, BetterHelp. When I was young, I was often in the position of taking care of the mental health of other people, from classmates to people I was in a relationship with, even to the occasional family member, and that was a lot of pressure to put on myself. I tried my best, obviously, we all do, but not only was I often unequipped to give people the help they needed, I'm not a professional therapist, but for years it took a toll on my own mental health. We all struggle in some way with finding happiness or achieving our goals, and many of our loved ones do too. So if you're thinking about getting professional counseling other than just self-help, why not try BetterHelp? It's an online service, so you can connect to professional counseling in a safe and private online environment. And BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a professional therapist. Anytime you need, you can send a message or schedule regular video or phone sessions with licensed counselors who specialize in everything from self-esteem to problem sleeping, stress, anxiety, and depression, to family conflicts, relationships, or LGBT issues, even anger or grief, which is especially helpful when that expertise might not be available locally or isn't as affordable. This isn't a crisis line, but if you think it's the sort of thing you're interested in, you can check out testimonials from clients all over the world at BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/reviews. And as a listener, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/orphans. That's BetterHelp.com/orphans. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Having closed the main computer, shaken from my fearful stupor, I was somewhat disappointed I would hear no further groan. Just another case log squandered. Once again, no soul was conjured. I was left to ponder. Was it worse that I was on my own? Was the dread of triumph worse than being trapped here on my own? Frightful was the thought alone. Stirring from this grim disturbance, still I felt some dour observance. Slowly turned I, tense and nervous, back to face the dormant clone. There, a twitch, a sudden motion. Had her eyes begun to open? From within such strong emotion, voice, as no mere corpse was prone. Ice consumed me as she spoke the basal words that struck me prone. Simply, "You are not alone." "Now, Creator," she did mutter. "Now I'm living. Can I suffer? Should I render unto others the example I've been shown?" Oh, this ghost so resonantly did announce, so eloquently, with such abject discontent, the inner thoughts I had not shown. So I bargained. This is but some sleepless vision I've been shown, not some psychic haunted clone. though unearthly semblance filled her. Something struck me as familiar. Recollections of some conversation, aped in monotone, that had bore these words before her. Late nights, pondering with Nora scientific ethics. This is but a memory I'm now shown. Trying to inoculate myself against what I was shown, that my wits could not condone. My creation was not sated. In my mind, she was translated. After images conflated, fused, were ghost and wife and clone. Haunting voices now did dare me. Do you think I judge unfairly? All the pain you could have spared me had you left me well alone? Had you had the backbone just to leave this project well alone? Servant to the Empire's throne? Can't you see? I pleaded vainly. I have strived to forge humanely evils that, had I not tamed, the Empire would have forged alone. All could see the time was nigh, and had a crueler hand than my hand sequenced artificial life, the power would be all their own. She replies, are you so certain they'd have done this on their own? This, I know, could not be known. Overwrought by spectral verdict and with judgment overburdened, I did crumble, bleak and fervent, clawing, pleading to atone. Then, as quick as it had come, the errant, haunting, swift, was done. The countenance before me now was of the frightened, newborn clone. Would I rather she have died than lived, this quick and conscious clone? Too far gone to now disown. Soon did come the dreadful hour, and my research they did scour, bolstered their collective power, made the universe their own. I did wish so unabatedly that I had not created life. I pled the germinated seeds of pain had not been sown, that I had not populated hell with countless corpses sown o'er some blighted combat zone. I still look on what I started. To this day I'm broken-hearted. As a trillion souls are harnessed for the Empire's smoking gun. Though I'm gone, I leave them with it. They possess her boundless spirit. Only their bespoke resilience lets me live with what I've done. Threaded through the Empire's fabric, they will see its seams undone. By the end, I pray they've won.
I heard the bathroom door open. Chelsea. I had to show Chelsea.
I promise. And then the bathroom is all yours. Hey, what's wrong? You look... Are you okay?
She turned to face me, looking concerned. She looked amazing. Breathtaking. She'd done her hair. She wore a dress I hadn't seen since we started dating. My heart sank. I can't believe how lucky I am. Something about her just brought me back to reality. She grounded me. She was my person. I can't ruin this for her. There had to be some other explanation. Something to do with repressing the mourning process. That had to be it. This could wait. It can wait until tomorrow. But then I saw it. Chelsea was facing me. And so was her reflection.
Hey, what's wrong? Baby, are you okay?
Just then, the power went off. And I heard glass breaking.